Hello there. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And of course, you. We're so glad that you've taken time to tune in to the program today. And we would love to have you call in or participate in some other way, email, text, social media. It is your show. You are the ones who bring the takes, the wisdom, the lived experiences. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani.
Hello, Jerry. Yes, and I love being with you and the show team and the Take Two family. It is amazing. I love it each and every weekday, and I hope that we get good participation today because we got a question we're going to put out to the fam, we like to say. And so you're going to respond, and you're part of the family if you're listening. So just remember that. If you just tuned in, we're a live call-in show, and so you just tuned in, you are happily part of the Take Two family. We hope and you'll show that by making a phone call. So that's the way to do it. And here's the question. Here we go. When was the last time you had a good cry? When was the last time you had a good cry? Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And you do become a very important part of the family if you do call in. So we consider you the family, the listening family, but we'd like you to participate and really be, get to know us better. And we would like to get to know you and put you in the prayer book and all sorts of things. But when was the last time you had a good cry, Jerry?
I've had several in the last 2 to 3 years since deciding to return to priestly formation and having to leave behind so much in Big Bear, California, my dear friend Harvey, who I was a caregiver for, and my dog Duke. So I have had some good cries over that. And really just along the way, there are those days when I look at the weight of the calling that I'm pursuing here, and the whole idea of it can just kind of get overwhelming at times. So I have had some good cries over the fact that God would still, perhaps by His holy will, have me as a priest someday. So I've had plenty of them. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way. How about you?
Well, I wear my heart out on my sleeve, as they say. And I mean, I can cry easily. I'm not like a crybaby or anything like that. I actually have a high tolerance for pain, so I'm not really a crybaby. But I do. I'm very deeply connected, and I can feel, people's pain to some degree. And I do feel like I can empathize. And then about myself, having a good cry. I don't know if I've really, because I've been through so many health issues up and down for the past, 7 years. I think back in 2018, I cried a lot. I'll be honest with you. There was a lot happening with my mother and, with the health issues and all sorts of things. And even, I can tell you, I cried last year when I was going blind. I cried a lot towards the end of last year before the surgeries. And I cried a lot before the surgery because I was just so uncertain of what was going to happen. Cause they tell you all the downside of things, and that's never a good thing. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Well, and we both just given some examples. So Take Two family, take it away right now. Have you had a good cry recently? Maybe it's been a decade. Maybe it's been 20 years. Maybe it's been 20 minutes. Maybe you lost a loved one and you're grieving them and you have had a good cry recently, or a relationship that didn't work out, or maybe you were, like Debbie was talking about, looking at some kind of a medical condition perhaps, and you wept a few tears over how that might come out, or maybe you wept tears of joy because God gave you a healing or a good diagnosis. Any reason, tears are very much a part of our lives, and they can be very cleansing too. So when was the last time you had a good cry? Feel free to call in. We really need you to participate to make the show what it is, always an impactful broadcast. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
When was the last time you had a good cry, a deep cry of sadness or sorrow, or a really, significant cry about just peace and joy and just feeling like, whew, I've got through something? When was the last time you had a good cry? I'll tell you something, Jerry, you got me thinking about this. Make it about my situation, but going through the decreased eyesight all the way to surgery. After surgery, you know, they tell you you can't rub your eyes. And so it has really changed the fact, like, I had surgery in January and in February of this year. And I don't think I've cried this whole entire year for fear that I'm going to rub my eyes.
Mm. Wow.
So that's really interesting. Because I do agree with what you said, that crying is very cleansing. It's cleansing for the soul, cleansing for the body, and it cleans out the eyes, right? Mm. And so it's kind of funny, but I'm having a hard time with anything like that because I don't want to damage the lenses.
Hmm. Well, that's something you need to be very, very conscious of and careful about, certainly. So we have lines. Calls are coming in right now, and that is a good thing. The calls are being screened, but we have a couple of lines still available here. This is one of those shows where you have to maybe think about it, reflect on it, meditate, pray about it for a couple minutes. But, you know, this isn't really just calling to say, yeah, you know, I bawled my eyes out, end of story. We want to hear, you know, did you feel better afterward? Did the cry help? Did you get support? Maybe it was you were crying, you know, had a good cry, and your spouse was right there, or a brother or a sister or a parent or somebody to provide you with that comfort. Because, you know, we go through all of the emotions. The shortest verse in the Bible says Jesus wept. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Jesus was human like us in all things but sin, as the Bible says. And so we know that he laughed, and we know that he cried, because it states it right there in the Bible. So what about you, Take-Two family? You will change lives. You will impact your fellow Take-Two family members who are listening when you call with your take right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And here's an interesting angle on this. Do you cry on the inside? I would say for me, as I get older, I cry on the inside a lot. And that's an interesting kind of dynamic. So maybe that's you. Do you have that going on, that just underneath the surface you can feel those tears welling up, but you still go on and put on that brave face, right? Because we got to live in this world. So when was the last time you had a good cry? That's the question we're asking. When we come back, Jerry and I will get to the phones. John will be first, a first-time caller from Alexandria, Virginia. So everybody hang on and call in 833-288-3986. We'll be right back.
Well, have you been to a funeral lately? Have you been to a wedding lately? A lot of people cry at those types of events. We're asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We get into the nitty-gritty of life, folks. This is your program, and this is kind of how we roll here. We don't shy away from really any topic having to do with everyday life. And today we want to know if you've had, when was the last time you had a real good cleansing cry? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. As Debbie said, we'll get to John in a moment, and Becky and other calls are being screened right now. Just want to encourage you, if you use the Magnificat, the prayer resource, well, the EWTN Religious Catalog carries the line of wonderful Magnificat publications, and that includes the Advent Companion for this year, 2025. Prepare your heart to welcome the Prince of Peace with a pocket-sized companion for Advent that follows a practical page-a-day format featuring original meditations on each day's gospel by one of 20 gifted writers. This rich spiritual companion will accompany you like a beloved friend through the entire 4 weeks of Advent, with poignant scriptural reflections for each day of the season. You'll also find a wealth of meditative prayers, essays, and poetry, an examination of conscience, and a unique feature, the Advent Stations. So if you long for the nearness of God in your life, this invaluable little booklet promises to bring you ever closer to the one who promised, "I am with you always." It's the Magnificat Advent Companion, available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard orders and shipping online orders of $75 or more in the continental U.S. Just use the code FREE when you check out.
Love that word, free. Love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we do have some open phone lines if you'd like to share. When was the last time you had a good cry? 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. And as promised, we'll move to the phones. John is first leading the discussion on this, and also a first-time caller. John is joining the family. Alexandria, Virginia is where John resides, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, John. Welcome.
How are you guys? Thank you for having me.
Sure. Thanks for calling in, John.
And the last time I had a good cry was probably back in 98 when my grandfather passed of a heart attack on May 15th. And then probably about 7 years ago, my younger son was diagnosed with cancer. But that's, I mean, I don't cry on the outside, but it's definitely on the inside the tears are going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can relate, John, definitely.
I'm not one to show emotion, but I don't show it physically on outside, but inside, it hurts.
Yeah.
I just developed that, facade of masking.
Well, I think you said, was it 1998? I think you said your grandfather passed suddenly. He must not have been all that old, because going back to 98, he must have died at a relatively young age, John.
He was. He was 52, I believe. 52. Okay. He was 52. He passed away of a heart attack.
Yeah, that's so sorry about that. As you know, well, you're a first-time caller. Hopefully you've listened to the show before. Debbie keeps the prayer book open each and every episode. So, John, if you'd like to give us your grandfather's first name, if you're comfortable doing that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll just write John's grandfather in there. Yeah. But and also your son. How did things turn out with your son?
He's good. He's actually in 5 years, his fifth year remission post-cancer. We just had his appointment on the 28th, so Tuesday.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Good, 28th, praise God. That's good news.
Earlier this week. And he got a clean bill of health. We're just waiting on some blood work.
Oh, praise God. Nice. That's nice. Great news.
Did you want to give us any first names, John? You don't have to if you feel comfortable. Okay,
yeah, for my grandfather, it's Asa, A-S-A.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my youngest son, it's Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. What a great dad you are and grandson you are.
I mean, try.
You are. You've got a beautiful heart. And I love how you said it so honestly. And I think a lot of us cry on the inside. You know, it's difficult, you know, to always share emotion outwardly, you know, because we don't know how people are going to respond. And so I think there's a lot of tears on the inside for many people.
Exactly.
And yeah. Well, John, thank you so much for starting this conversation. We really, really appreciate it. And God bless you and to your beautiful family as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. God bless.
John. You know, I just want to say something about a good cry. 2018 was a terrible year for me. That's where they diagnosed, you know, that additional mass in my neck, and that was when it started all this health issues. But that was the year my mother was had that brutal attack in her assisted living place, and so that was probably when it really burst into, like, uncontrollable tears. That would be it. 2018. That was horrible, because I felt so angry and sad for my mom and responsible and everything, in the sense that like what could I have done? I knew I couldn't have done anything more to protect her, but it was brutal. Well, that was a brutal year. I don't know what that was horrible.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we were still doing the show too. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and just regarding John's call, I'm so glad you called in, John, and let off. It was a man who called in, because I think there's something beautiful about a man who cries, Debbie, you know what I mean, who can really, you know, is not, you know, embarrassed or ashamed to show emotion like that, because, hey, we're all human. And yeah, it's maybe it's a fact that, you know, women probably cry a little bit more easily than men do, but I just think it's really a beautiful, you know, blessing when a man can just to say, hey, you know what, I'm feeling this way at this time, and I'm going to let my emotions show. So if you've had a good cry, when was the last time you did? Take Two Family. We have a line open there, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 888-298-3986.
I agree with you, Jerry. Yeah. Marty has a very difficult time showing his emotion. I agree with you. When men can really have that freedom and that feeling that and the confidence to show their emotion like that, I do think it's very healing and it's very helpful in relationships as well. Okay, Becky in San Antonio, Texas is up next. Jerry from also on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Becky. Welcome. Hey, Becky,
Hi, Becky,
you're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, not perfectly. If you're on a speaker, can you get on the phone maybe? Or I don't know what your situation is right now.
Yes, I'm driving, but you're actually on my car, but it changed to my actual phone. Just give me a minute.
Okay, sure. In the meantime, I'll just... there's another call coming in that was on that line. John was on there.
Okay,
so.
Can you hear me now?
Beautiful, yeah, beautiful, Becky, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, my cries, I've had several cries. And the main one, in late 2021, I lost my husband a week before our 47th wedding anniversary. He had been sick for many, 23 years with his kidney transplant, and the last 6 years were really brutal. So, you know, cared for him, and it was just rough going. So, you know, tears of thanksgiving to our Lord for taking him out of his pain and praying for his eternal life in heaven with Jesus. And so sad, and then a year and a half later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and that was very, very emotional for me. You know, not having him here for me.
Sure.
You know, we did everything together, and it was just rough, and, you know, more emotional was when I was, you know, finished with my treatment and stuff, and thank the Lord I was cancer-free, so.
Oh, praise God.
That was really more emotional than when I was diagnosed, because God is so awesome and he did all this for me, he cured me. And God willing, again, next week I have my 2-year exam and
check
I'm praying
out,
for good news there.
Okay.
And then in 2024 I lost my dear brother, and he wasn't married and didn't have kids, so we were very, very close. And anyway, so it's been kind of rocky for the past 4 years, but I know that the Lord is always there with me, so I just hang tight and let him take care of everything for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Becky, we have you in the prayer book, so please know that. So when you have that exam, we want to make sure everything is great for you and you get the green light to keep going, you know, and that's awesome. And Becky, you know what? You roll with it, right? You have the good times, the hard times, the difficult times, but you had that beautiful long marriage with your husband. And although it is very sad that you experienced the loss, you have the memories, you have the beautiful times. And so we hold on to all the good things, we must. Otherwise,
yes,
life...
We do.
Yeah, otherwise life becomes very difficult, you know? So just know you have a big prayer team around you, Becky.
Thank you so much. And also, can I ask for another prayer, please?
Sure.
My friend lost her daughter this week. She was 47 years old, yesterday, in fact. If you can add her to your prayers, her name is Gloria and her daughter is Diane.
Okay.
Gloria and Diane. And did you give us your husband's first name, Becky?
His name is Robert.
Robert, okay. Got it. We got everybody, I think. Okay. Okay.
Yes,
we'll keep,
thank
yeah.
you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks,
go,
Becky.
Go ahead, Becky. Were you going to say something else?
No, I'm good. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay, all right. Good, good. Thank you. Thanks for the call from San Antonio. We appreciate that. Wow. You know, it's interesting. She mentioned when her husband passed away, you know, she cried, obviously, tears of grief. I'm sure, though, that she kind of alluded to there were tears of you know, joy and thanksgiving to God, you know. And it's interesting how a death can bring the tears for either one, you know. There's the grief, and then there's also the joy, the memories, you know, things like that. So, you know, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you make a really good point. And, you know, and maybe this leads into even caregiving. You know, when you're caregiving for a person, your loved one or a friend or a family member, and you're in that caregiving role, like I was just sharing about what happened with my mom in 2018, you know, unfortunately, the horrible situation at her assisted living place. You know, you go through all the range of emotions, Jerry. There are times you have joy, but oftentimes it's filled with many tears, not because it's so overwhelming to be a caregiver, and it is, but you feel this real sense of guilt and responsibility, like, can I do more? Should I do more? Did I do this right? Did I not do this? You know, it's all these emotions wrapped up, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is so hard. And you just are filled with, especially in a caregiving role, you're filled with a lot of emotion. And you know what? In the end, you realize logically, you go, no, I did the right thing. I did the proper thing. There was nothing more I can do. So many of these things are out of my control, like death or problems that happen or illness or all sorts of things, and they're out of your control. So what do? The tears, I think, are a way of just relieving that pressure. What do you say? Yeah.
I could not put it any more beautifully than you did. I agree with you completely. So we're asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, have you had a good, when was the last time you had a good cry? You certainly had one at some point. When was that for you? What did it do for you? And did you have, you know, people around to support you? Maybe it was you were laughing so hard you had a good cry. We just want to hear about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Kathleen has been holding very patiently. Kathleen is in Cullman, Alabama, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Welcome. Thanks for waiting. Good to have you on the program today.
Well, I didn't get the whole gist of the discussion before I called in, but I had a cry that I'd like to share.
Sure.
I was in my 40s, had gone back to school, and tanked my very first test. I walked out of that classroom and was so emotional, I literally walked over a person.
Oh, no.
Put her on the ground. She picked me up and helped wipe my tears and proceeded to give me the tools I needed to end up with a B+ in that class.
Oh, how wonderful.
Nice.
I look back with it and can laugh, but I feel so sorry for that woman.
Well,
we've all had tears of all kinds and descriptions, and being able to look back and understand what they're all about is a treasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, well, I can share the feeling, Kathleen, having gone back to school myself here last year was my first year back in the seminary classroom. It's my second year now, and I've had those moments of apprehension and going into exams and getting the grades and all of that. I haven't actually shed any tears over it, but I can certainly relate to how you might have done that. But thanks be to God, you know, that other lady was there to really assist you right at that moment. We were talking earlier in the show about, you know, it's one thing to go through and have a good cry. You know, it's another thing to, you know, to have somebody kind of by your side, Debbie, who's going to give you a little bit of a helping hand.
Yeah, to really lift you up when you needed it, Kathleen. That is so awesome. Are you still friends with her today?
No, I've moved at least 10 times since then.
Well, you just honored her.
Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll with this conversation, your guardian angel will tap her guardian angel, and maybe she'll have this feeling that somebody's talking beautifully about her today.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Wonderful contribution to our discussion today. When was the last time you had a good cry? Be honest with yourself. Let us hear about it and how it changed you, maybe how you came out of it, maybe a feeling of relief, like you got something out. 833 888-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You are tuned into your show, huh? Imagine that. You're the one who makes it impactful every day. So we want to hear from you. We need a group of callers here to share your experience, your lived experience about the last time you had a good cry, what was going on, how did it help you, were there people there standing by to maybe help, maybe you could lean on them at that moment. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 3986. That is the number to call to get you on today's broadcast. And we will move along in a moment, but I just want to mention another EWTN radio partner that we are congratulating today. It's Eternal Life Radio that serves Fitchburg and Shirley, Massachusetts, celebrating 13 years with us this week. So our congratulations, Debbie, go out to Marianne Harold and her team at WQPH from all of us here at EWTN.
Beautiful. Okay, so we do expect your phone call on this. When was the last time you had a good cry? It could be a cry, tears of joy, tears of laughter, tears of sadness, sorrow. Maybe you went to the sacrament, the healing sacrament of reconciliation, and you were moved with emotion. Our producer, Michael, was sharing that earlier. That is very true. So many of us experience that. Maybe you were at the bedside of somebody you love and you experience this overwhelming sense of emotion. Maybe it was weeks later after the funeral, way after the funeral, and you're just going through the grief process. And then you just found yourself one day just welling up in tears. Please, let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN. Call in now. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We do expect your participation because that's how this show works. 833-288-3986. And Jerry, real quickly, going back to the incident that happened, very horrific incident that happened to my mother in 2018 in assisted living place. I remember going to the radio conference, the EWTN radio conference, and I was holding in all this emotion. It was later in the year, and I was holding in everything. And sure enough, the one person that got me to just open up the floodgates of tears was Teresa Tomeo. And she said to me, "How are you doing? How's your mom?" And I just burst into tears, and I couldn't stop crying. I literally was standing in front of Teresa Tomeo for probably 30 minutes straight, and it was just the waterworks. I mean, constantly crying, crying, crying. Why? Because my heart just hurt so much for my dear sweet mother that she would have to have endured something like that. That was, it's just so traumatic, horrific, and it just wasn't right on so many levels. And it's interesting though, when we were talking earlier with John, right? With John about holding into the tears on the inside, crying on the inside. You know, it's interesting. I oftentimes wonder, does it happen for people where it's like a soda bottle. It just wells up so much. It has to come out. And it has to come out maybe when you're all alone and you can just cry, cry, cry. Maybe in front of Jesus in the Eucharist and you're just pouring your heart out. So I'm just wondering, do people, because they say that if you stuff things too long, it could actually cause disease. Mm.
Yeah, you're right. Those tears, those emotions do have to have an outlet at some point. And so we want to hear, Take Two Family, if that has been your experience. We will get right back to your calls in a moment. I just wanted to kind of follow up on, as our producer Michael was saying off the air during the break there, about confession. And you mentioned confession, Debbie. Going back, gosh, 35 or 38 years, whatever, how long it's been, prior to my first time when I spent 6 years in formation for the priesthood, 1989 to 95, a couple of years, well, actually, really right shortly before that, I had been just really praying to the Lord, you know, "God, show me what is your will. I feel like this might be what you want me to do, apply to the seminary." But, you know, I just didn't know. And I would literally, I would cry at night when I went to bed. I'd say, "Lord, just give me a sign of some kind." And it actually happened in the confessional. I went to confession to a priest I had never met before. I made my confession, and instead of, you know, giving me a penance and absolution right away, he started asking me a series of questions like, you know, "How old are you? What were your grades in high school? Do you know very many priests?" And this and that. And I was just like, where is he going with this? And finally he said, "There's something I have to say to you. I don't know how to say it." He said that two or three times to me, and I thought to myself, well, Father, you've given, you know, thousands of penances. This can't be that hard. And he said, I want to ask you a question. He says, don't answer it now. Just take it with you. Have you ever considered the Catholic priesthood? Mm-hmm. And this was a priest I had never met. He didn't know me mm-hmm. at all. It was in the confessional, and I was at a point of just agonizing over whether I should go down that road. So I left the confessional. I went out into the pew, and I just wept. I just mm-hmm. said, Lord, this was the sign that God gave me to lead me into priestly formation the first time around. So,
wow. And you never met this priest before?
I had not met him before, but we became very good friends afterward.
Really? You did?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Very cool.
He was one of the biggest supporters of my seminary application and formation.
Okay, that is amazing. That's definitely God working through people in the priesthood. Yeah, that's incredible. Oh, amazing. All right, so Deborah is up next. Yes, we're ready. Deborah's up next in San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Deborah. Welcome.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, just
fine.
Yes,
we can.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so, yeah, I listen to you guys every day when I'm driving to work.
Thank you.
I actually met you guys when you came to the St. Padre Pio Shrine in San Antonio.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
It's been a few years ago, but I met you guys. That was a blessing.
Oh, thank you.
I was telling the screener, in March of this year, March 24th, I pulled my sister out of my dad's home because she wasn't communicating with me, and I knew something was wrong. Mm. And when I went to go see her, she was all of 88 pounds, and she had abused drugs, and so I pulled her out along with my neighbor. We took her to the hospital, and she was in the hospital for like 5 days, and then they released her to a nursing home in San Antonio, and after 2 weeks, they said they were going to release her to me, and I'm like, I can't, you know, I have a full-time job. I'm not a caretaker. I'm not a nurse. Yeah. And, you know, she's been in the nursing home ever since. So pretty much since March 24th, since this year, I've been crying. Mm. I mean, I cry every day over it because I don't know what's going to happen with her. She's not getting better. Something happened to her brain because she abused drugs, and she got so weak and frail that she just doesn't seem to be like want to try to you know, she doesn't want to try. And I go visit her, and I just don't see like her improving. And I've been crying ever since. So.
Yeah. You know what I'm moved to do right now, I think, by the Holy Spirit, is pray for your mm-hmm. sister, Deborah. I was just going to, if you don't, you know, you don't have to give us her name. If you want to, you can. But I just want to say a prayer for her. I will pray for her by name if you're comfortable giving us that first name. If not, just say so, Deborah, and I'll move on with, yeah.
Her name is Cheryl.
Cheryl. Okay.
Yeah, we lost in 2020, and December 30th, 2020, I lost my father. And then 9 days later, I lost my baby sister.
Oh,
and I think after that, like, she got really, really depressed. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, I think that's like when she got really, I mean, even her own son, he used to say that she was a functional drug addict. But I didn't really know the extent of her addiction until she stopped communicating with me.
Yeah, so she spiraled, yeah.
It just, yeah, she was, the drugs took over. It's mm-hmm. not anything that she could do.
Right.
But just seeing her in the nursing home, like, she can't really complete a sentence, and she's in diapers, and I thought I could take her home and take care of her, but I'm just not equipped. I'm not, I have a full-time job. I live out of town, but I work in San Antonio, and I'm not equipped to care for and give her what she needs. She needs, you know, she needs 24-hour care.
Right. And you need to be at peace with that.
So, yeah, I've been crying ever since.
Right. But you need to be at peace with that, too. And so when Jerry starts to pray, he's going to broaden it out more that we're going to ask for prayers for you, the rest of your family, and everything you're going through, because you're going through a lot. There's a lot of emotions you guys are dealing with right now. But you got to keep that. If you keep the peace somehow and keep the joy, you'll be able to gain some clarity. And that's the key of the next steps forward. So really, Jerry, I agree with you. We should go deep into prayer.
Yeah, if that's all right with you, Deborah, is that okay with you if we say a quick prayer for you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Dear Lord and God, and this prayer is for anyone and all of the Take-Two family who are hurting right now, who are grieving, who are suffering in any way, in any kind of pain, and that includes really pretty much all of us to a certain degree. So, Lord, we lift up the entire Take-Two family, especially Deborah and her sister Cheryl and her father right now. And we just, Lord, we just ask that you are the Prince of Peace, Jesus. You came to bring peace to the world. You are the Prince of Peace. And we pray that somehow, some way, it doesn't seem really logical amidst all these circumstances, there could be peace in this. But as Debbie mentioned, peace and joy are possible. And so we just pray that you would give that peace to Deborah right now. And just be with her sister right now, Cheryl, who is in a very, very difficult situation, really unable to do much of anything for herself. We just lift all of these people up to you, Lord, all of the intentions of the entire Take-Two family through the blessed intercession of our Holy Mother Mary and Saint Joseph and all of the angels and saints. And we pray this, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue praying for you, Deborah. That's a quick prayer on the air, but our prayers will go forward every day.
That's exactly what I was just going to say, Deborah. You're in the book, and just please lean on your guardian angel during this time, and the guardian angel of your sister, and really enlist the angelic realm to help you guys through this. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Peace, Deborah. We'll be praying
peace.
For you.
Beautifully said.
Yeah. When was the last time you had a good cry? That's what we're talking about today on the program. We've got a lot of other calls we're going to get to.
We do. Jerry, real quickly on YouTube, can you give a nice little wave there for Georgia? Luke 6:21, blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's another, I think it's a psalm or somewhere in the Bible, it talks about, at night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn.
Dawn,
so
yep.
there is yep. always peace and joy on the other side. All right, Cecilia in Pensacola, Florida, yet another Guadalupe Radio Network listener today on the program. Hi, Cecilia, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having my call. I'm calling because in 1995, my dad, who was 77, and his siblings were on their way on vacation, and midway on the way, they stopped for the night. Well, they stopped to eat, and on the way back from eating, walking to the hotel, he was hit by an impaired driver as a pedestrian, and his head hit the windshield, his head hit the hood. His head hit the cement. And, we were a couple of states over and got a call in the middle of the night about what happened and drove all night. So he was very badly brain injured. He was 77 years old. And the sight of seeing him after his surgery, just the size of his head and just the whole situation was really overwhelming. And yet I couldn't cry. I'm like just barely crying, not the kind of cry you should do when something like that happens, especially to a parent. And, seeing the condition he was in. So he was in a hospital in another state for a few weeks and then was flown back home. And of course, he was going to need 24-hour care. Mm-hmm. long story short, he ended up home after a few months where we were taking care of him, bedridden, and this went on for 5 years. But after a few months of getting home, I just never could really cry, just the whole situation. But one night I had a dream, and in the dream, he and I were arguing in the car. He didn't want me driving his car. Next thing in my dream, he was on the cement on the road, and I'm screaming, trying to keep all the cars away from him. And another portion, he was on like a morgue slab, and just seeing that, just that whole situation. And but at the end of the dream, I saw a little boy about, I guess, you know, 6 to 9 months old with a big smile on his face. And that was the end of the dream. And I just woke up having peace about the whole situation, that suffering happens and we can't always prevent it. And not knowing what went on in the spiritual realm at the same time, but
yeah,
that gave me so much peace. And I've looked at suffering and things like that as in a lot different way, let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is so, the tragedy of it is, you know, it was so avoidable. You mentioned an impaired person driving. I mean, they were probably, you said they were on vacation and probably had a great meal and lots of laughs and a great joy with his siblings, like you said, and then all of a sudden that is all taken away. And God bless all of you for caring for him, mm-hmm, as you did, Cecilia. I take it that your father has passed away now?
Yes, he lasted for 5 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And first he wasn't able to drink, so, you know, swallow food, and he was on a feeding tube for a few months. And, you know, he was a real inspiration to me because he never gave up. He got PT at home for three times a week. He always kept trying to get, mm-hmm, better.
Oh,
he,
God,
you know,
awesome.
He never gave up. And all day long, all night, he would just pray, God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, for 5 years.
Mm. Mm. Sounds like he was uniting his suffering with that of Jesus and praying for the world, for mercy for the world. Just think of the many, mm-hmm, blessings and graces, Debbie, that he brought down, and maybe the souls that he saved with offering his suffering.
For 5 years. Yeah, that's huge. Can you give us his first name, Cecilia? Because I brought out the prayer book for the living and the deceased.
Raymond.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Wow. You guys have been through a lot, and we're so grateful to you, Cecilia, and the whole Take Two family. You guys really must trust us to hear these really deep stories that you have been through, the hard times, the good times, the sad times, the brutal times. And, you know, that's what family is. And I do think that when God hears this, and, you know, we have to imagine that all of heaven is hearing this broadcast, and he hears that we're speaking from our hearts to each other, he must be pleased that we are coming together as the body of Christ. So thank you so much for trusting us with this story.
Thank you all for letting me share the story. You know, it was a blessing to us and overall. So,
mm-hmm,
thank you so much for your program and your prayers.
You are very welcome.
Yes, very much so. Don't you feel that, Jerry, that we're like in such a beautiful, privileged position, and it's humbling to receive all these deep stories?
It is, absolutely. For over 10 years, it's humbling. It's humbling, and it often moves us to emotion, mm-hmm, as we share sometimes on the air. So,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, I know before we get back to the calls, Jerry, I just wanted to share, because The holy sacrifice of the Mass, the most important, the Eucharist, the source and summit of our Christian life. So Mass and you can receive an email on this. It's tomorrow morning, a.m. And every morning, it's tomorrow in the morning, a.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m. Sorry about that. I had a little tongue twister there. So that's Mass every morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. And we EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel. And it's live every single morning. And we can send you a link about it so you can be reminded. Just visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Jeremy wasn't able to hold on the line, but he said his mother died suddenly at 12:49 yesterday. Mm. And on top of that, his father has suffered a stroke and needs care. So, Jeremy, we will definitely add, we've got in the prayer book, Jeremy's mom and dad and Jeremy as well. And anybody, any other family or friends who are going to be impacted by these sudden turns of events. So we're sorry to hear about those, Jeremy. We'll keep them in our prayers. Absolutely. Meanwhile, we will go to Olga. Another call from San Antonio, Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Olga. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry. My tears are for all these people that have called and for you all. Mm-hmm. I just can't stop crying for these are terrible stories, and some of them are, a couple are happy, and it just breaks my heart. Anyways, this young lady that just called about her sister.
Mm-hmm. Deborah.
Deborah.
It would be Deborah.
Deborah and Cheryl, I think her name was. But anyways, it reminded me of something that I just, you know, my sisters and I went through just about. It started in May that there was five of us. We were taking care of my sister with special needs, which is the oldest one. So somehow, I don't know how it went through her head and her provider. And anyways, my brother and other people that, you know, I don't know what happened. They accused us of fraud and theft. So the state came in and they investigated us. And it ended up being that there was an argument that they decided, no, y'all are not part of it. I mean, y'all can't take custody of her anymore. It broke my heart when this young lady lost custody or she couldn't take care of her sister. Right. And it broke my heart because I just went through that. I knew something was happening since, like, December already. I kind of felt something, and I was just crying since then. But then when I realized what was happening, the truth that we were accused, and we were basically, the state took over my sister. So we don't know what happened to her. We can't keep in touch. And it breaks my heart that they think that way of us. But I mean, when I realized that God told me you did everything, you all did everything you could, but I felt that in my heart we did. And that's when my tears for myself and for, so I shared that with my other sisters that were also involved. And that's when the reality of it, I mean, I stopped crying then. Now my tears are for these people that are calling in for today, for you all. I mean, because, oh my goodness, it just breaks my heart. But the reality is when this young lady realizes that she did everything she possibly could and there's nothing else we can do other than give it to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God is the only one.
That's
and
right.
That's where I'm praying for her, that she realizes, you know what, I've did everything I could. There's nothing else I can do other than pray and give her to God. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hope, Deborah, if you're still listening, and I hope that you are, this has been just an amazing blessing, Olga, that you called in. And I'm sure she's probably maybe shedding a tear or two right now just because her sister in Christ and fellow Take-Two family member named Olga called in to offer these kind comments. And we're sorry about, you know, your own situation, Olga. And yeah, you're right. I mean, you did all that you could do. Deborah did all that she could do. And Deborah, we hope that you are really feeling a sense of peace and relief that you did do all that you could do. And you know, you had to evaluate the situation. She had to evaluate the situation and make that judgment call that she just simply wasn't equipped, like the nursing home is equipped to take care of her sister. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whew, a lot of heavy stories today. Olga, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You know, it reminds me of, you know, the different phrases and sayings that you see posted at places where it talks about, you never know what somebody is going through, and mm-hmm. to be kind always. You know, you just don't know what they're dealing with. People are dealing with some heavy things, and they're crying on the inside. And so you don't know what they're actually facing. And so when your kindness will allow them just to breathe a little. I know we had Gina in San Antonio, Texas. Jerry on Guadalupe Radio Network wants to talk about her neighbor, you know, exactly what we're talking about, suppressing grief and what it can do to you, how it can bring out illness. Same with Leah's got a story as well from Manassas, Virginia. Guys, tomorrow, Unscripted, Leah, Gina, call back tomorrow on Unscripted. Tell Matt you were on the line yesterday, which is today, and then he'll push you to the front of the line. It's the least we can do because you've been waiting a long time. Gina, almost 20 minutes to get on air with us. So, Gina, you're going to be first tomorrow, and you can tell us all about it. We need Unscripted is a catch-all show, Jerry.
It is. You bring the topic to the broadcast tomorrow, and thanks, Take Two Family. An amazing show. You've impacted how many lives and souls today? We only God knows that. So thank you very much. Thanks to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Pedro today. As Debbie said, it is Unscripted tomorrow here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So between now and then, we'll be praying for you. Please, as always, keep us in your prayers. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day.